Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories.
Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of Tulsa police officers. In this episode, a man with a gun is insisting that people are out to kill him. More information about TPD will follow at the end of this podcast. But now, let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for
Street Stories. Street Stories.
For the fourth time tonight, we get a call about a man with a gun yelling and running around an apartment complex. Sure enough, this time, there he is. I see a guy matching the description walk out on a balcony and then turn back inside an apartment. I get out of my car and approach him. Suddenly, two things happen all at once. The dispatcher on the radio says he has a gun and he's going outside. A guy darts out on a balcony 10 feet in front of me with a gun in his hand. And just about that fast, we both got guns out. However, we still find the time to share a rapid exchange of nurturing expletives until he finally realizes that I'm not kidding. For the last time, drop the gun or I'll shoot. I gratefully let off the trigger as the gun slides from his hand and falls on the ground. But I keep him at gunpoint anyway until other officers arrive and take the gun away. He's drunk, angry, waving a gun around, and swearing up and down that people are trying to kill him. I don't doubt him, but enough is enough already. Four calls, dozens of frightened neighbors, and a terrified neighborhood. This problem needed to be solved before it even became a problem. And after we take control of the situation, we try to persuade the guy to get some things together and stay somewhere else for the night. Somewhere without a gun, but with a responsible person. But instead of accepting our gracious offer, he decides to yell, obstruct, and physically struggle with us. So off to jail we go. But taking someone to jail isn't always the best thing to do. And sometimes it's precisely the wrong thing to do. And sometimes jail makes things worse instead of making them better. People aren't born to kill cops or other people. Rather, they learn it somehow. They learn to hate and kill. And if you show me a newborn with killer instincts, deadpan aim, and quick trigger finger, I'll humbly withdraw my last assertion. Sometimes, taking away their weapons, letting them sober up and cool down, and letting them stay somewhere else may be a better option. Because right now, I'm sure people in these situations aren't very happy. They're not happy about sitting in jail. They're angry. They feel like the cops did them wrong, and as if people are out to get them. And yeah, they absolutely feel like cops are especially out to get them. So next time, instead of reluctantly dropping the gun, people like this, well, right now I don't want to think about what could happen next time. But one thing is for certain, there will certainly be a next time. To me, this fiasco seems like just another learned lesson, like just another unsettling step and off an already wayward course. Yet I still hope that somebody will prove me wrong someday.
In the Street Stories podcast, real police officers tell real stories about their work. If you want to know more about the workday of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police Department weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. You can also subscribe to this podcast at tpdpodcast.com. The Tulsa Police Department Street Stories podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Department Special Projects. Today's story was written by J. Carito Mazzarella. Production assistance is graciously provided by Audio Spa Productions on the web at audiospa.net. Thank you for listening to the TPD Street Stories podcast. And remember, click it or ticket.